This is Akashvani, the news read by Aprajita Snatak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's startup ecosystem is flourishing at an unprecedented pace, backed by the innovative spirit of the country's youth power. Addressing the Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, he said, when the country is working on the roadmap for a developed India by 2047, this Startup Mahakumbh is of great importance. He said in the last decade, India has seen as to how it has made strides in the IT and software sector. The Prime Minister said the youth of the country has chosen to be job creators rather than job seekers. The Prime Minister asked the entrepreneurs to be vigilant about filing their patents quickly. Elaborating on space startups, the Prime Minister said that Indian startups are working in more than 50 areas in the space sector, including the launch of the space shuttle. The Prime Minister stated that the startups launched on the policy platforms are reaching new heights today. He mentioned that UPI is becoming a pillar of support for the fintech startups, which lead the development of innovative products and services for the expansion of digital services in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the new Bharat does not endure terrorism, but teaches a lesson to the perpetrators. Speaking at the Bharat Rising Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, the people who used to terrorize India are nowhere now. The Prime Minister said that the entire world considers the 21st century as the century of India. He highlighted that big rating agencies and economists are assured of rising India, and the entire world is witnessing how India has brought big changes in the last 10 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that India has an ancient and unbroken culture of democracy. Sharing his remarks virtually at the Summit for Democracy organized by South Korea in Seoul this evening, he said consensus building, open dialogue and free discussion have resonated throughout India's history. Mr. Modi highlighted that in a few weeks from now, the world will witness the largest festival of democracy in India. He added that with 1 billion voters expected to vote, this will be the largest electoral exercise in the history of mankind. He said people of India will once again affirm their faith in democracy. Filing of nominations in the first phase of general elections began this morning after Election Commission issued notification for the first phase of polls. A total of 102 parliamentary constituencies in 17 states and 4 union territories will go to the polls in the first phase on the 19th of April. Nominations can be filed till 27th of this month. However, for Bihar, the last date for filing nomination is the 28th of this month. The scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 28th and the last date for the withdrawal of candidatures is March 30th. Whereas in Bihar, the scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of this month and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is April 2. Besides, notifications were also issued today for assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. The polling in both the states will be held on 19th of April and counting will be held on 2nd June. NEET PG exam, which was earlier scheduled for 7 July, will now be conducted on 23rd June. National Medical Commission said that the cut-off date for completion of internship for NEET PG will remain unchanged to 15th August. While the results will be declared on 15 July, the academic session will start on 16 September. The National Testing Agency, NTA, said that due to elections, the Shrestha NETS 2024 exam scheduled for 24th May has been rescheduled for an early date of 11th May. In Pakistan, 7 armed attackers were shot dead by security forces after they attacked the Gwadar port complex in Balochistan province today. Earlier, multiple blasts and gunfire had been reported at the site. Local media reported that Majid Brigade of Balochistan Liberation Army, BLA, has claimed responsibility for the attack. Pakistan has witnessed an uptick in terror activities in the past year, especially in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and Balochistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.